KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 44 degrees. We look for mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A man from western Iowa and a woman from eastern Nebraska were arrested Tuesday evening on multiple charges in Council Bluffs after Bluffs police officers were checking the parking lot of 3541 14th Avenue and located a stolen vehicle. During their investigation, a room was located where the suspects were staying. One suspect, who was later identified as 43-year-old David Wagner of Carter Lake, fled officers on foot and attempted to get into a vehicle that was waiting outside. As officers were chasing him toward the waiting vehicle, the driver fled the area after noticing the officers in the foot pursuit. Wagner was tasered and taken into custody. He was charged with theft in the first degree, eluding, and interference with official acts. The second subject, later identified as 41-year-old Ryan Denevue of Omaha, was unable to show proof of identification, and the information she did provide was clearly false, authorities said. The woman refused authorities' entry into her hotel room and was detained. The room was searched once a warrant was obtained, after which her true identity was determined. Denevue then had a valid warrant from Nebraska and was held as a fugitive from justice, along with local charges of possession of marijuana, false information, and unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Evidence from the search warrant included drugs, cash, and keys to the stolen vehicle. All items that were located were placed into property evidence. A man from Nebraska and another man who was said to be a transient were arrested late Tuesday night in connection with a burglary. 47-year-old Chris Miller of Omaha and 22-year-old Joseph C. Smith, Jr. were both arrested and charged with theft in the second degree and burglary in the third degree. The men were booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. The pair were arrested during an investigation into a garage burglary that was reported just after 11 p.m. Tuesday in the 1600 block of 3rd Avenue in Council Bluffs. Upon meeting with the victim of the burglary, officers were shown home surveillance video of the break-in taking place, which recorded two male suspects and the vehicle they were driving. While officers were still at the scene completing reports, one of the suspects approached and asked what was going on. An officer recognized him from the vehicle, or the video that is, and detained him for questioning. Other officers checked the surrounding neighborhood and were able to locate the vehicle that had been used in the burglary, which was a red Ford Ranger pickup. The bed of the truck contained several items that had been taken during the burglary. Officers contacted and arranged to meet with the owner of the pickup, who advised them that his truck had been stolen. Officers then recognized the owner of the truck from the video as the other suspect in the burglary. He was also taken in for questioning by detectives. Over $3,000 in stolen property from the garage was recovered from the pickup and returned to the burglary victim. A 44-year-old Southwest Iowa woman has pleaded guilty to 7 of 8 charges filed against her in a Union County murder case. Court records say Jennifer Hartley changed her pleas last week to conspiracy, arson, and other charges related to the September 2015 slaying of Loretta Dillinger by Dillinger's former brother-in-law, Jerry Dillinger. Prosecutors say that Hartley provided him with the gun. Union County Attorney Tim Kenyon said Wednesday that he anticipates dropping the 8th charge, murder, after Hartley is sentenced on May 25th. Jerry Dillinger pleaded guilty in January of last year to 2 counts of first-degree murder in the killings of Loretta Dillinger and Michael Robinson, who was in a relationship with a Dillinger family member. Authorities said Jerry Dillinger killed himself in February of 2016 at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville. In an update to our story we brought you on Monday, the Page County Sheriff's Office Wednesday released additional details with regard to a weekend injury accident. Following completion of an investigation, authorities said 30-year-old Alexander Lee Woodruff of Newmarket was driving a 2001 Ford Edge southbound on Highway 71 in Shambaugh when the vehicle left the road on the east side of the highway and flipped end over end. The accident happened just before 8 a.m. Sunday. Woodruff was flown by LifeNet helicopter to an Omaha trauma center for treatment of what were described as incapacitating injuries. There are no citations issued at this time. And the Iowa Department of Transportation's Creston Construction Office reports road construction work at Interstate 80 and the Iowa Highway 173 or Elkhorn Interchange in Cass County will require closing the ramps to traffic beginning 8 a.m. next Wednesday, March 29th. The ramps will reopen the first week of May, and weather permitting. Motorists will be detoured around the closure by traveling on Iowa 173 to Highway 83 and then taking Cass County Road M56 back up to Interstate 80. In the funeral announcements, Laverne Leo Schmitz age 86 of Harlan, died Monday at the Mertu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Laverne Leo Schmitz will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Lloyd Peck, age 89 of Griswold, died Sunday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Lloyd Peck will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Elliott United Methodist Church. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Larry Brown, age 76 of Atlantic, died Monday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Larry Brown will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Trent Lee Smith, age 44 of Des Moines, died Monday at Taylor Hospice House. A massive Christian burial for Trent Smith will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maxine Francis Christensen, age 96 of Exira, died March 15th at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Maxine Christensen will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Bernard Davis, age 95 of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Bernard Davis will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lavella Jean Tye, age 86 of Griswold, died Wednesday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Lavella Tye will be Saturday at 1:30 at the Faith Lutheran Church in Griswold. Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Diane Fenton, age 76 of Audubon, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life memorial service for Diane Fenton will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Marvin Behrens, age 79 of Atlantic, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Marvin Behrens will be on Sunday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. And Dwight Will, age 69 of Wyota, died Tuesday at the UNMC in Omaha. Funeral services for Dwight Will will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.